Notice when they speak of the transition of Clinton into office, they no longer even bother to try to fool you. Notice what they say. They speak of meeting with the power brokers, the elite power brokers, and they speak of him moving into power. Not leadership, power. So listen, keep those ears open. Go ahead, please.
Could you please mention this is tape number two?
This is tape number two for Sunday, November 22nd, 1992. This is a writing from Soltech that was done this morning. Soltech present with you this day in the light of the holy God of creation. We, as the host in service to God, come during these times as a remembrance unto ones of Earth Shan for your heritage, for you are members of the universal family of holy God of light. You are in the final days of this present dispensation, which some have called the Age of Grace. You stand on the threshold of transition to the Age of Knowledge. No longer will there be belief merely by faith. You will believe in knowing. Yes, my precious one, I realize that it is early and that you barely have the cobwebs from your mind. However, there is work to be accomplished this day. As we began to load back on the computer system here a writing that was accomplished on another system on your Tuesday of last week, it was found that the diskette was corrupted and therefore unreadable. Though all is compatible between the two systems, for other files have been transferred in the same manner, this one would not be read by this system. It is a nuisance, but not a total loss, for what was written that day can still be recreated with a little extra keying. This is an object lesson for this scribe, for it shows to what lengths the adversary will go to keep the information from issuing from this location. It will not keep the word from going forth, however, just as the attacks against our scribe in California will not keep the word from going forth. We are not that easily dissuaded. You will find incredible strength available to you when your back is placed up against the wall. A cornered animal is most dangerous to the one doing the cornering. The attacks against our people do not go unnoticed. This week you have been informed by your scientists that the San Andreas Fault has become so weakened by all the geologic activity of recent that the scheduled event of the big one has been accelerated by 10 years. Chalas, you have literally run out of time with this fault. It is ready to go now, and it will take very little movement to aggravate it to catastrophic level. Southern California has been shaking continually this week. Those of you who reside in this place can attest to that. All the other faults that lead into or lie adjacent to the San Andreas are also in a state of frenzied activity, and these act as conduits for the energy to congregate on the San Andreas. Your world is readying itself for some massive land changes, and the San Andreas will act as the trigger mechanism for them. Seismic events all around your globe are being registered by your scientists daily, and they know the activity has sped up 1,000-fold in the past several years of your counting. They simply do not tell you, for they themselves do not understand fully what is happening and cannot take the risk of looking foolish by just telling you it is occurring without having ability to tell you the why. Very few of them believe that the majority of these earth shakers are the result of your own playing with beams. Others are kept silent about it through threats against their lives and their families. The rest are in denial that such a thing is possible. Just this morning, a massive swath of tornadoes have swept through the state of Texas, destroying an incredible amount of homes and cities. Airplanes at airports have literally been ripped to pieces as the unnatural wind that swept through that place. It is nearly December and not a time for such weather occurrences. Strong winds have been sweeping across your land for much of this week, bringing many unusual weather patterns with it. Great fun your enemy is having with you. The elite controllers of your world wish to keep you in the dark and in a state of unknowing. However, you are coming into an age of knowing and understanding, and all the dark secrets shall be revealed. The age of knowing will be also known as the age of light, for nothing shall be left in the darkness, as is the case today. The adversary knows that this is time. The adversary knows that this time is upon you, and he is struggling to maintain his control over you ones. There is full understanding upon his part that his time is short here, and that once the light is recognized, control over the lighted ones shall be an impossibility. So the battle speeds up on his part to destroy as much as he can in the meantime. As you come out of the darkness and into the light, you will come into knowing of many things which you have never even given to consideration. You have learned in recent times the powers of many unseen forces, radio waves, electricity, radiation, etc. There are many other energies that will be made known unto you during the time of light. Through knowledge comes power, power over fear, which in turn equates into power over control. The more knowledge you possess, the more you understand. The more you understand, the less fear you have. The less fear you have, the less another can control you through fear, and you will not exist in a state of confusion and ignorance any longer. Lack of knowledge is the key to control over another. When you reach the stage of knowing within your own selves that an earthquake is going to take place, they will not be able to sneak up from behind and surprise you. You will have had foreknowledge of it and will have acted accordingly. If the weather is going to change, you will have knowledge of it beforehand, and it will not have the same devastating effects upon your lives. This is what is feared by the adversary, his own ineffectiveness upon you. Before you can pass into that age, however, Earth and Earth human must come into a higher state of existence. This does not mean you shall become any greater than the lower states of being. You shall only have more knowledge. For as an energy form moves up the evolutionary ladder, he by necessity grows in the understanding of his relationship to all other life in the universe. He will understand that usurpation of another's free will affects not only the other being, but all else as well. Only a few on Earth will make the transition. Many more will not take the next evolutionary step during this time, for they will be unable to find within themselves the humility required. Humility is merely that state of mind and heart that recognizes each entity's place in the greater scheme of the universal plan. Man, in order to step forward, must realize he is not the center of the universe. In all of creation, be it two-leggeds, four-leggeds, the winged, the green people, or the rocks, there is a piece of creation in each. No one is any greater than another, for each has its place and purpose within creation and must experience in their form of physical expression. Any which thinks himself any greater than another is not ready to step up, and he shall not. On the other side, each must know and take his rightful place in creation. In other words, you cannot be of the thought that you are unworthy. There is a delicate balance of humility and self-worthiness. God created only worthy creations. Each was worthy enough for creation. Therefore, each must know himself to be worthy of existence. Fear and guilt of any past experience is not of God. They are influences of the adversary. So, if you are in a state of any fear or guilt, you are in essence giving your power over to the adversary and working in service to same. With God, there is no fear or guilt. There are also the lies of most organized religions, and through fear and guilt have these kept Earth under its control. coming into the knowing of God will release you from these fears and guilts and will empower the man. The organizers and controllers of your world know this, and it is why you have been lied to for thousands of years. When man finally comes into knowledge of his godness, he will be set free from the bondage which has been placed upon him. He shall become empowered through the knowing and will then take responsibility for himself. He will come into the knowledge that all things are possible with God. If you are a part of God, you are a part of the creative process that is God, and that power of creation will allow each of you to express your godness by creating your own experiences rather than allowing another to create their expression of reality for you. When you create your own reality, you control your destiny, not another controlling you. This transition involves all things on your earth. Therefore, your planet must necessarily be involved, for it is the order of such things. Your planet is in the stages of preparation for the transition, readying herself for the changes coming. You are beginning to see the secrets of your governments coming forth into the light, a little at a time, but this shall also accelerate as you move forward. Nothing shall remain in secret or in darkness. The earth will go through a time of cleansing. The environment will become inhabitable again one way or another. Either man will accommodate nature or man will not exist. There is a saying upon your planet that no man is big enough to box with God. You cannot change the course of God, so why not come into a place of compatibility with God? It is not God that causes death and destruction. It is the adversary which struggles to displace God. The battle lines are drawn for the final showdown between the light and the dark. As this happens, there will be less and less gray areas, and a thing will be either white or black. The time for fence sitting is over. You must make up your minds which side of the fence you're on. Those that sit upon the fence in indecision shall be among those who shall not take the step forward. You may be shook to pieces during the earthquakes. You may float away on the flood waters or be blown away by the winds, but your essence cannot be destroyed, for that essence is God. Fear is your enemy's only weapon against you. Our job now is to bring the remnant through the upcoming changes and assist them in their step up into the age of light, when our family shall be reunited again. We are working toward the age of light by bringing you the knowledge that is withheld from you, showing you the reality of it so that your fears of the unknown can be washed from you and shall have no effect upon you. When ignorance vanishes, fear likewise vanishes, and through this shall you become empowered. The Native Americans understand this concept, for they have always believed that knowledge is power. They live at one with their world, not in fear, but in balance. The cycles of change have not destroyed them because they understand this. They do not attempt to control nature as does the white man. They live in compatibility and at one with nature. Relinquishing control is empowerment. When the earthquakes shake, when volcanoes erupt, when the winds blow strong, have not fear, but understanding that it is your controllers playing the cat and mouse game with you. Know that the earth is going to change, for it is necessary that these things take place during the dawning of the age of light. The adversary's tricks are being exposed, brought from the darkness into the light. Your knowledge of these things will empower you by removing the fears and allow you to take your step up into the light. Should your bank shut down tomorrow for a three-week period, thank God that you had foreknowledge of it and were given the opportunity to prepare. Those who choose to hide and deny will be caught. You shall not. When the big one strikes, Thank God you were forewarned of it. Those who have sought God shall be spared the agony, while others who have turned from God will be destroyed. Many will also turn to God when the devastation comes upon your place, as they see the unfolding of events before their eyes. Many will then scramble to get their hands on past issues of the Liberator and journals, and you will no longer be considered as weird ones who followed some extraterrestrial. At that time, they will come running to you for information and help. Let us close this now. You have house guests that have awakened, and you have a very big week ahead of you. Face it with joy and love, and not dread and fear. You have prepared yourselves for the possibilities. Go rest in that knowledge. There shall be many invisible guests at the wedding on Saturday next, as we share your joy. Peace, my little one. Soul tech to clear. Salut.
Thank you. And I am in great appreciation for our friend Soul Tech. I'd also like to acknowledge at this moment that you will notice that we have had no more interference on our equipment, and that I lay right in the lap of Kortong, who also is with us. He's in charge of the massive communications network, and he did his own little tweak job because he was sitting here. And I like it when capable hands take over. As for confirmations regarding your banking, those confirmations, friends, have flown in from New York, from Las Vegas, from Florida, from the banking community, wherein the highest officers of the banks were alerted to be ready for bank closure and not open on Monday. Most of them have been given varying and sundry amounts of time involved, and none have been given the reason. So please don't consider this Hatton's game. This is what was planned for this period of time. I personally don't see how they can pull it off without moving first into just the marked money. I would guess, because the big question is in your mind, well, let us talk about currency change. If they're going to do that, will they do it first? Will they do it last? Will they? Well, I don't know. And if each banker doesn't know, you have to understand that if they have, and this is true all over, you can go check it out at your local banks, especially the ones that are going to be mostly involved in this. They have helpers standing around without anything to do. They're literally paying ones, maybe six tellers when you only need one or fewer. They have gradually extended hours of the bank. That was to cover the need for extra personnel to handle the tremendously increased needs of the bank. They're going to go into computerization and networking of all of the accounts. So let us just play a little game. Let us assume that they do change the currency. Let us assume that if you bring in more than $1,000 in cash, you're going to have to account for it. If you are a person, an individual, you remember those sovereigns? Well, if you're a sovereign individual and you have more than $1,000 in cash, you better have a very good reason for having it, or they will simply confiscated. They did it in Russia. They did it in France and Germany. Don't think they won't do it to you. Now, if they find that you have this extra money, the assumption will be, if you don't have records of it, that you did not pay taxes on it, you will be fined, and they'll get it either way. Now, will it be as simple as just passing out your cash, and those who don't have $1,000, they'll go cash it in for you? No. Because as you cash in money, you will also probably get a laser tattoo. Oh, my God, the mark of the beast, I've been had. Well, Chelos, you were had before you got born. Now, if you want to set yourself aside on the basis of what you think to be a biblical instruction, not to ever, under any circumstances, accept the mark of the beast, you, number one, do not know what is the mark of the beast. You don't even know who is the beast. So if you assume this laser tattoo, that numbering system is it, and you say, not me, brother, you're not going to touch me with that little thing, all you've done is set yourself up as the target, as the adversary's adversary. They will get you. You will be a troublemaker. You will be categorized, and if you are not incarcerated, hold your breath, because you're going to starve. Their plans are, for goodness sakes, to get everything. That means, and the fact that they have Fort Knox filled with coupon books, means that they intend to basically get everybody under control, if nothing else. And without coupons and without certain things, you're not going to be able to get food. You're not, remember, you're not going to be able to make any transactions whatsoever. I have objected since onset. Rick went and got himself sovereignized. Was a good idea if you'd done it a decade ago and had done it in such massive numbers as to avoid today. But today, to be a sovereign citizen, having deliberately removed yourself from the system, number one, already has the magnifying glass on you, and now they'll just wait to see what you do. And if you refuse to go within the system to function, you will be set aside from the system, and by golly, I want to tell you, you will perish. So it's time that you ones who have taken that route began to reconsider what it is you might do on that day that confronts you, very possibly this week. My advice has always been, you must work within the system. I work miracles to perform. They allow enough flexibility to cover their own assets to allow you to function with integrity, with honesty, and within the laws of the land. Obviously, you will always function within the laws of God. Pray the initiations don't come along that test you too hard, especially here in the beginning. And let me tell you, it will be you who stand out there and say never, that are going to get tested, and they'll kill you. And you will have died for absolutely nothing. God gives you brains. He expects you to use them. You have to function within the human format, or you're going to be removed from that format. And it won't be God that removes you. So think very carefully before you make yourself a target, and do not under any circumstances dare make your brother a target. This is not something God has ordered. This is not something that the hosts even sanction. You will never reclaim your country through force, through violence, or outside of the system. Ones in their efforts to be great patriots and make a big noise and threaten and arm themselves to the teeth will be the first to go. And they'll go into the concentration camps. This is why we have never had a group. This is why I make a big thing of supporting yourselves together as a unit in love and family. But that's all. And all business is done very, very explicitly within the laws as given by the land. But I am incensed when one say, well, that can't be good because the bad guys use it. Well, why in the world can't God use it? Guess what? They want you to feel that way. And we have a remnant we need to get through. Let us hope that each one of you is a portion of that. And that means working together. But separately. That means moving back into the family of God and out of the communal, I get it because you have it and I need it. You have so many UN troops in your nation now that you cannot possibly rise up as a military force. Here is where I part ways with all your patriots. You will never gain anything by the gun. Had just one of you walked out on that front porch with a weapon in your hand, you would have been shot. That does not help. We don't need any more national martyrs. That does not lessen the honor that we give to ones like Vicky and Sam Weaver. There is a place and a time for all things. Martyrdom to the group that functions here and must continue to get this word thrust forth has not that privilege. You have not the privilege of going out in violence. And that's why we don't have groups. If you choose to do that, you do that. That's your choice. But you will not be reflected in the brother. Because that's not the way of God. And when you realize you've got the strength and the power of God on your side, you'll understand you don't need it. And there'll be some time to just get through. And it's like any other experience. If you can recognize it for its value as an experience, it will not be a terrible thing. The hardest thing you're going to find are the families and the ones with their placards that say, I'm hungry. Because you cannot tend them all. You cannot tend them all. They made choices. They got caught in a system in collapse. They listened not. It would have been nice for Noah just to bring everybody aboard the ark. You haven't that privilege, and neither did he. That's why the word is so important. And then you have to release it unto God. You do that which you can, but you may not give it all away. You may not give it all away because a remnant must get through. So use discretion. Use compassion. Do what you can. and release it. The hardest thing that you once will ever face is having to let go of some to move on. And the need will be so great that you must move on. You have accepted responsibility. You have accepted a commission and a commitment. And it's to a much higher cause than anything that you will find in the physical form. You go right on living to the very best of your ability in the physical format, as if everything were going to be wondrous tomorrow. Because regardless of how it turns out, it will be perfect in its unfoldment. As the days come to conclusions, try to wrap up and not leave great streamers hanging out that will either distract from your comfort or your ability to function well according to your ability. And get rid of the idea that someone else owes you anything. That's number one. Nobody owes you anything. And we're going to come back in this world into true charity. That is love. That's not a bunch of non-profit organizations or welfare system. I'm going to repeat to you ones who feel that you mustn't take of this welfare system. What in the world are you thinking? You have paid for it. If you are eligible for welfare, go get on welfare. Whoever tells you that you should not is erred in their thought processes. It also lumps you into the system early enough that you can make it through. As the mass of chaos falls down on the system itself, and they have a massive system planned. So if you can qualify at all, and if you have done your business well, you qualify. And if you can't qualify to get onto welfare itself, get over there and get onto the food stamp supply. Don't think, that is so insulting. I don't care if you don't even use them now. You get your business in order so that you do qualify. And then you get over there and you get signed up, because one of these days that is the only source of food you will have. And they will know who and how. So we come back to you ones who have been intelligent enough to get over there and get signed up. Don't think you can march in there with $1,000 in cash and get it exchanged for currency. They're going to have records and they're going to check against the system. So if you end up with cash, for instance, give it into something, into a corporation, into something that would have a reason for having cash on hand, either as contributions, or for goodness sakes, in the Liberator, you can go down and purchase stamps. Because it would be logical that you would be doing so. And at this point, you should never be even thinking in terms of hundreds of thousands of dollars. They're trying to catch everybody who ever possibly carried that much money. Right now, if they realize you've got $3,000 on you, they'll stop you and you'll be arrested. So be very careful. I would drive carefully if you're going shopping. I would not get tickets if I were you. That gives them cause to stop you and search you. follow the rules. And set yourself up prepared. And then follow the rules so that you can work within this system and pass with flying colors. I need you alive. I don't need you dead or in jail or any of my people worried about trying to get you out. Bart can't be everywhere on that horse.
I have a question.
I would hear it.
My wife and I are in a situation where we rely principally on Social Security. And Social Security is quite a chunk of money sometimes. What's going to happen? Are we going to have to give it all away or buy food stamps? How would it work out? I'm worried about this.
Well, now we're going to get into individuals. And I talked to 6 billion people. And 260 million Americans. I can't answer all of these individual questions, but I can use this as an example. If you're on the Social Security system, and I would suggest that EJ get down there and get hooked up early onto the Social Security system so that it's done, even if you're taking, quote, less over the long haul. They want you into the system. Don't worry about being in that system. That's number one. And no, you won't have to give it up. It's certainly not as long as it's viable. You certainly would not give it up to go get on food stamps, for instance. Both are federal programs. They know all about it. They know all about it. And most of the ones in here have managed very well. So it should be of no great concern. I hear what you're saying. You're going to have to just go out there on this wave as it comes down. Because when a massive system comes in to replace, you have to understand that they've been working at it for a long time. And if you are already in that system, it should continue just to flow, at least for now. And there will be some changes in that Social Security system. It really is a bad thing when the local Social Security office is burned down to the ground, isn't it? It delays and it loses paperwork. And you can't by any means consider that that's an accident. They're trying to get rid of the damn records, people, and the filching and the embezzlement of the system before the new hit. The food stamp program, they're going to start mailing out the stamps, and they're just like mailing out money. Now, what does that tell you? That they are going to come down with some hard, heavy identification requirements. So what? You're already in this system. Utilize what you've already contributed to this system for your survival, for goodness sakes. Let me use INSES as a good example. Because most of you are ones who will struggle and struggle and consider this as welfare. No, if you have done your business properly, you will have dispersed all your funds into corporations, into this, into that, into sheltering systems, and you are eligible. Go sign up. It takes the magnifying glass off you. And you've got 7 children. And if you have managed their business well, it won't be showing. It will be in security. And you will get some good sums of money rolling in every month to put food aside. Get rid of this bubble of idiocy that says, I can't. I'll be. That's an insult. This is embarrassing. I am so low that I can't have welfare. Well, let me tell you, they laugh at you in Southeast L.A. while you pay for theirs. Don't be foolish. Get some food aside. For goodness sakes, God's people deserve it. And you can buy a lot of beans and rice and flour with what you will get for a family of nine. It's a pain, and they're rude, and they make you feel like slime. Well, so what? They put you in a little cell, it isn't even padded, while they take all your dirty information. Keep your sense of humor. Feel sorry for that poor person, and pretty soon they'll really help you fill out the forms. You're new at this. You're not good at this. My God, I've never had to do this before. I don't think I can bring myself to do it. Oh, please, then let me help you fill it out. I know it's so hard for you. You're so overworked these days. For goodness sakes, God's people ought to be able to play the game better than that. Our very mission depends on how well you play the game against the way they play it. And these are little tools. They are nothing more. Spoil little tools, feeling overworked. And therefore, since I'm so overworked, I will work less. And therefore, I'll make those people out there wait to make a point with my higher-ups that I need more help while I go on coffee break to plan my next strategy of attack and insult. They're just as insecure as you. They don't have any more than you. I expect my own people to at least go out there and give this a try. What good does it do if I give you instructions and ask you to act and then nobody does anything? He must have meant that for Wally. And yet, if you're on Social Security, obviously they're not going to pay you. You have to use your head. Where is it better to keep your mouth shut and not do such a thing than to bring any attention to yourself? And if you're already on pension programs, etc., but let me tell you what they just did in Japan. While you think about pension programs and how apt you are to ever fully get funded from any pension plan. In Japan, because the market fell out, they required the pension and retirement plans to put in money into that market to shore it up. So this time when it drops, there isn't any resource. And that means that all those ones that depended on pensions and retirement funds will have nothing. They will have to go to a big welfare system. And it's planned that way. Planned that way. So I would hope that every one of you calculate your shekels, decide if you have planned your business well enough. Some of you got eligible the hard way. Everything was taken away from you. You didn't have anything. And as you have built, you have made it very, very sure that you still don't have anything. Whether you do or you do not. That's where Nevada gave you the tools that you needed. And I could not urge ones strongly enough. And I know that there's some shelf corporations. But I'm telling you, use the funds now. Get some more corporations. Get members of your family. If they're outstanding, get them incorporated now. You're going to run into an effort to shut down that system. That shelter. And yet, just like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, those good old boys will be grandfathered. They have to stop somewhere. And then it can become public. But they can't expose the criminals themselves, can they? Not nicely, not comfortably. And if they make the laws that expose you, who've been wise enough to do this, then they've got to expose themselves, don't they?
Excuse me, Commander. We need to turn the tape.
Good. I'd like to not go...